Blog Talk Radio.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find the love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love, I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, I will give thanks to God. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. And the reason I played Testify to Love as our first song today is it's Winona Judd and her husband Cactus's anniversary. So happy anniversary, Winona. I saw you just last week, actually, not that long ago, and there's a shout-out to you. So hello, Winona. So now on to our guest. My guest is John Von Neuding. He's very cool. I met him back last year at a Star Knowledge conference, and when we met, we just instantly knew each other. He and Elaine, his lovely wife, they're both from England, and John was awarded a flying scholarship from England, and that's where he came to live. He was born in South Africa, and he has had some life challenges, and he's been traveling. And he has been working with children for a number of years, as well as enlightening the planet. He's been touring around the world. It looks like pretty much everywhere. I see Russia. I see a lot of other things. He's done talks on ascension process and children. And they've been visited by clients regularly, like the UK, Belgium, Ireland, France, Denmark. And what he's discovered is that he is clairsentient and clairvoyant with the ability to activate the healing process in others, which is amazing. So he can read the Akashic records and virtually all past lives of those of all ages who are drawn to him. Trauma or disease comes from an energy imbalance, he says, which is generally the result of trauma or disease. It's from past or present lifetimes. And he works to, you know, help you through those. For those of you who are into, you know, the indigo children and star children, he's an indigo Blu-ray being, which he's discovered. The term indigo refers to the indigo energy field. And Elaine and John run the Ascension School. So this is pretty amazing. You can check out the website right now at www.ascensioncircle.co.uk. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. So this is pretty amazing. And, you know, also when I was with John Von Neuding, we worked a lot with sound. He worked some with the bells and rattles and things, which was very interesting, and we worked with mermaid energy. I just remember so much about finding your inner child and working with opening up your spirit. So I'm really excited to talk to John and see what other things he has going on. Welcome to the program, John.
Hello, Amanda. Thank you very much.
Hi. And,
thank you for that beautiful build-up. Yeah, you reminded me of a few things, so thank you.
Remember what happened when we met in the beautiful workshop that you and your wife and the other wonderful people.
Yeah, it was actually 2011, not last year, that we met. And
right, 2011, that's right. I keep wanting to put it current because I missed your workshop.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. We had a pretty cool time at the Star Knowledge Gathering in Cahokia, and it was a real awakening to new areas and new people. And we came there with our friend Grandma Chandra and her mum Kat, and we just hosted her on a tour in England. And we came with very open minds about what we were to expect. I have a friend from Denver, as it happens, and he has this beautiful phrase, to be curious and expect miracles. And I think that's probably what I've done all my life, but I like the way he's enabled me to focus that energy into that phrase, because it's so valuable for so many people just to be curious and expect miracles, expect the unexpected. And things happen in ways that you just, in your 3D imagination, just go beyond that. It's so expansive and so different from what we put into a 3D box. So put that box aside if you want, if you choose. And new horizons, new worlds, new star systems, new ways of communicating open up to you. So I'm really pleased I was free to come on your show.
Well, I'm very happy that you want to share with people how they can, you know, enlighten themselves and open to more. It sounds like, you know, your start here with the background that you have really motivated you to help people find their ways, like find their calling, their gifts. And, you know, that takes a lot of work, a lot of study, a lot of everything, and just being open. So I definitely commend you for that. And expecting miracles is really very essential. How did you get started in this work?
Well, I suppose it was taking the leap of faith to work for myself. And that way, seems like a long time ago, 1987. And I was working for somebody else and had a well-paid job, and I really hated it. And I earned a fair amount of money, but that didn't help. And so my passion at that time was singing, as in opera singing. Not everybody's cup of tea, I know, but certainly mine. And I'm a comic performer, so I really just wanted to perform. And I didn't go to music college or anything like that, so I felt I had to create a different avenue and a different vehicle for me to realize this passion. So I started my own opera company, and I had a few challenges, like, don't be so stupid, you could never do anything like that, it's far too difficult, from my singing teacher. And I'm glad to say I proved him wrong, and 4 years later I met Elaine, and together we were able to literally perform all over the world. And the interesting thing about opera is it's multidimensional, and it has all these different layers going on with it. And you can look at it in terms of what's going on stage, the acting, and then all the different layers of singing, because you have all the different voices blending and all the orchestral instruments blending. And it's a truly multi-dimensional, co-creational activity. So this was real preparation for the work we're doing now. And we were given the opportunity to take it in a different way from the traditional opera company, you know, being on a stage and in a theater. We sang in as wacky places as cross-channel ferries. And on one occasion when we went from the UK to Hong Kong, we were sponsored by an airline company, and we sang on a 747 as a publicity stunt. I mean, you couldn't really hear it, but because it was so noisy, but it was fun. And more typically, we would be converting or awakening particularly business people who had the money to go and look at opera and music differently and be a bit more loving in their approach to other people, because we felt they needed some help. And so that was part of the process. And during that time of the opera company, we started working with kids. And that for both of us, and in our different ways, was really what we found was the most rewarding. And eventually, when our son came along in 1998, a couple of years later, Elaine decided, and with me, but particularly for her, because it was her activity, she started a kindergarten. And that was because we felt that the kindergarten, even the kindergartens in education were not free enough to allow the child to be really creative. And that was also the theme of the various activities I had, mainly in schools, but in some tough schools, like inner city schools in London, where, you know, a lot of the kids are written off as having behavioural problems or being unteachable. And so we took some different educational models and well, allowed them to be themselves. And, you know, when it came to writing a song or getting them to write the words of an opera like Carmen, we got them to write their own lyrics and use things like mobile phones and texting in the production, and they just absorbed it and had such fun. You know, life is meant to be fun, and education is meant to be fun, and some people have just forgotten that. So we were just reinventing the wheel, if you like. So that sort of developed more into a spiritual, energetically spiritual context in, I don't know, about 2000. And all this time, Elaine introduced me to numerology, and so I've been working with numerology, finding out how people work together and
nice.
Learning how to feel, and I was learning how to feel the energy of people to feel, you know, what vibration they're carrying and what their life path is and things like that. And that helped tremendously with the opera, finding out how people would get on tour, which is, you know, a very intimate way of working because you're on top of each other in a bus or whatever. Not literally, but you know what I mean. And so that experience and being more interested in developing our spiritual awareness. And of course, our son Joseph was a real activator in that process, you know, from even before he was born. He was very much part of our awakening process, and we became aware of that, Elaine and I, when he was very, very young. And we didn't really know how to develop it initially, but we had a good teacher in him, and he was not so patient with us because he was a young child, and they want it done now because they feel they've come to this planet to get on with it. And so we eventually got the message and started changing our lives very radically, even more radically. So we now...
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
You had a teacher and even your children, which taught you even more about, you know, how to maybe go into this even more. And it's exciting that you can, you know, use these things to tap in and help people, but also it's really neat that you can use these things just to guide people how to work with themselves.
Yes. And of course, yes, we work with ourselves and we get a lot of help, and particularly if you're a parent, if you can learn to listen to what, you know, because children are evolution in the making, you know, they come in with a new frequency, a new energy, and they give us opportunities that we didn't have, because that's the way it's always worked. But it's even more so because since I mentioned 1987, that was the year of the harmonic convergence, and those of you who are into astrology will know that was a really significant date in terms of the energies on the planet changing. It's gave us so many new opportunities. And we just eventually were awakened to listening to the children. Elaine had an experience. This is one of them. I talked about Grandma Chandra. Elaine is highly clairvoyant and telepathic, and she was aware of children visiting her. But one experience was a dolphin that kept on visiting her, and this dolphin had a sort of Mexican presence. So she gave the dolphin her and the name Chiquita, and we were reading the book by Meg Blackburn Losey called Conversations with the Children and Now. You probably know it, and or many of your readers, listeners will. And there was this picture of Grandma Chandra in the book, and Elaine took one look at it and said, "She's the dolphin. She's been communicating with me for the last 2 years." And we decided we would just go and meet her in Phoenix, Arizona. So we rang her up. Well, we didn't ring her up because she's telepathic. We'd already done that bit. And so we rang up her mum physically and arranged to go and see her. And then we also went to see various other people in Sedona and Las Vegas and all key people that were part of our awakening journey. And that process of listening and being aware of just different ways in which we can communicate between ourselves and listening to the way the kids communicate. Another then recognizing that, you know, we're not just from this planet. We actually have connections with other star systems as well. And I don't know how into that your listeners are, but that's very much.
You can go into that a little bit with them. I think it would be interesting to hear about that, because I like what you're talking about, and it really gives them some information. And the more information that we can put out there on things, like, I'm just amazed at all of the things that you're doing, and I know that, you know, the listeners would love a little bit of background with what you're doing and also how that works. So sharing that would be wonderful, and thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to sort of stick with a family and work with children, because that's really so much part of what we're doing now. And we've started working in Holland with a Dutch family, and it's more than just working with them. We live with them, and they've been over to England to live with in our house, and some other young people have joined us in that family setup, and we're literally working together in a multidimensional way, and it's really exciting. We've created an organization called Star Global Family, which is the sort of next stage on from the Ascension School and the Ascension Circle. And we're working on a website that's about to go live on Star Global Family. And essentially it's holding workshops, meeting with families. But we hold the workshops with the whole family. You know, parents and 1, 2, 3 children will come along, and several families will come along. And we use sound really, really as a major way of connecting, because the children are real masters at understanding how sound works. And because they work multidimensionally, if they're present, they don't necessarily need to be actively present in terms of communicating verbally, although some of them do. They connect with the whole process, the family group, and enable many things, like, you know, you have energetic imbalances that may be manifesting in illness or behavioral patterning, either in parents or children. We can address all these issues and release them to get into a place of balance, if you like, a place of equilibrium. And so all the layers that you know, like, you would have to go, for example, to past life regression, which is something I used to work with. Instead of having to regress someone, you can work with the sound, and all these layers come through at the same time, and you don't even need to identify exactly where the issue comes from very specifically, because it's multidimensional. It releases many layers at a time, if that makes some sort of sense. I hope it does.
Yes, it
does. It's just a very new way of working. And if you want to specifically go into the energy of one aspect of something, yes, you can do it, but it especially to the children, seems so slow. They get really frustrated that it's taking so long. Whereas if you work with them, allowing them and, well, actually allowing yourself to be part of this process and embrace it and let go of your resistance, then you can work much more consciously and really co-create. People are talking about co-creation a lot these days, which is great. But it really takes being in the process and working with it to understand what it really means. You get little glimpses of it when you see something that happens in synchronicity that's way beyond coincidence. But when it happens every moment of every day with the people you're interacting with, then that to me is really co-creational. It's not just synchronous, it's co-creationally synchronous.
Right, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does to me anyway. I hope it does to everyone else.
Oh, it does. It says, I'm getting a comment from a listener in here who, you know, will definitely take their call. And he is actually saying that the dolphins make him very happy and that
he likes what
you have to say.
Oh, yeah. I had a great experience going swimming with dolphins in Hawaii last year. And of course, you can't just go up and sort of organize this, because A, it's officially not allowed, and B, you just have to energetically go out and swim and invite them energetically to come and join you. And if you can find a group of dolphins that are ready and they feel that you're ready as well, then that's when it happens. It's very exciting, and then you can just feel their energy and the way they connect. And they're highly telepathic. I mean, they can teach us so much about telepathy if we only open up to their potential and our own potential in this area. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you invite them and you call them and they come, it's such a very, you know, spiritual experience. It's a very enlightening experience.
Absolutely, yeah. It was literally mind-blowing. And when you blow your mind, you set your mind aside so you can open your heart. And that, when you can do that, it's this planet is really quite nice when that happens, I find.
Absolutely. I agree. So we have about 3 minutes until we're going to take a commercial break. But before we do, is there anything you would like to share? And then maybe we could give out your website and any upcoming events, and then we'll come back and take callers.
Gosh. Well, we're making a... I would very much like to come back to do some of this work in America. And we've been sowing seeds. We were there in February this year. And so, I mean, if you look at our website, and there's various links on our website, the Ascension Circle, .co.uk, which will show you the events we're doing. It's challenging to keep up with the events because we're doing so many of them at the moment, and they happen at really short notice. So this is one way in which, if you're being co-creational, you just have to trust that the universe is going to support you, which means that the way you plan, or used to plan, doesn't always work as it did. I mean, some things, yes, they do, but it's a different way of trusting the process, if you like. So let me reflect on what events might be relevant. But we're doing about 10 events in the next 2 weeks in various places in Holland, where I am at the moment. I live in the UK, but I'm working in Holland at the moment. And some of these are with families. Some of these are what we call kinder coaching, which is, as the name implies, it enables people to work with children more effectively and bring out your own inner child so that can be part of the communication process.
That's really great. And so you're going to try to do some more events in the States as well as, you know, just around. That's exciting.
Yeah, we certainly plan to go back to Phoenix. And we'd love to come back to St. Louis. I know you've been wanting that.
We would love
to
have you come back to St. Louis. We'll have to work on some event planning and get you here and get everybody together. And then we can have some workshops in St. Louis, maybe some other people who are listening want you to come their direction and do some workshops and different things like that. That's very cool. And the information that you're sharing is so exciting for people.
Yeah, I'm glad about that. Maybe it'd be useful to explain what happens when we do a workshop in a bit more. I mentioned sound, but after your break, we can maybe talk about that. Or if anybody wants to ring in with a question or two, then I don't have to talk so much, so that's nice.
Sure. Well, I think we do have some questions, and we do have some people who definitely want to talk. So we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll come back and take some callers and other things. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is the lovely John Von Neuding. He is an amazing guy. You can check him out at www.ascensioncircle.co.uk. You are listening to Greater Good Ministries and Messages of Light. Our call-in is 347-237-5339, and we will be right back.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, you are listening to WGGM Radio. We're back with myself and John Von Neuding. His website is ascensioncircle.co.uk. Hi, John. Welcome back.
Thank you, Amanda. Yeah, good fun.
Okay, our call-in is 347-237-5339 if you want to call in with a question. Would you like to tell people what happened during a workshop, and then we'll take callers?
Yes, I will. Well, a typical workshop, and I'm going to talk about a more general one than the ones that we do with the children and families. This is just a general workshop that could be open for people of any sort of age. So we would typically sit in a circle. I mean, you experienced this in St. Louis, didn't you? So
yes, I remember. Mm-hmm. And I did. I loved it.
So we would start off introducing ourselves. So that sort of crystallizes us into a family group. And I don't mean physical family, I mean soul family group. And people who come to these workshops don't always know why, but they'll come in and they'll just want to be there very often. And so you recognize each other, and I won't go into that in too much detail, but you do. And then after you've introduced each other, you'll start making, or we feel it works really well to start making sound. And sometimes you feel that sound might want to be formalized, and that's how we always used to do them a year or two ago, well, a few years ago, a bit more than that. But we now really just make a co-creational sound together. So everybody can find their own frequency of sounding together in a harmonious group, if you like. But I mean, you don't necessarily make a harmonious sound, certainly to start with. It very often goes into that, and it may not be a very attractive sound. You might not be a singer anyway. It doesn't matter. You might just want to make a really strange sound, but that's okay. Everything's fine. Whatever you want to do is it's a safe place to be whatever you want to be. And so we'll make a sound like that, and it might be really melodious. It might be a song. It might be sort of Native American sound or whatever. And so you'll find the group level, and so I can't say how long it'll go on for, because it goes on for as long as it needs to. And different elements of ourselves will join the group, and because we're multidimensional, people become aware, or someone will appear to be, you could interpret it as channeling, but it's not, because someone might take on one of the multidimensional aspects of someone else in the group, so that they can then communicate with themselves, if you like, but in another dimension, if that makes sense. So all these things sort of unfold in the groups. It's just a very, very uplifting, very fascinating, very demanding sometimes, because it stretches you into places that you didn't imagine you knew existed for yourself. And so, anyway, you'd work through that process, and this could be a 1, 2, 3-day, 5-day workshop. It depends on, you know, what people have signed up for and what they're doing. And so you would then very often discuss it in the group, maybe form smaller groups where you can explore different aspects of what's going on. We might get something come up in the bigger group, and it needs to be addressed in a smaller group or for a number of individuals. And so we'd work at that, and intuitively we'd know how those smaller groups would form. And so the process unfolds over however many days we've set for the gathering. And to describe it any more is difficult, but it's a powerful process. It's it's really revealing our conscious selves to ourselves and to others, and enabling us to be in that conscious state and in our working life. So we also look at how we can integrate this physically with what we've come to do on the planet. You know, we haven't come to, most of us, to come to be in another floaty space where we can't actually connect with those around us, because that's not really serving. Well, it may serve some purpose, but it's not necessarily serving the purpose that we've come, you know, our life path, if you like, on the planet. It may not be serving that. And some people go into these other realms because they feel safer there. I know I have done in the past. And they're they become easier to go to the more you work at this. But it's really valuable, especially if numerologically you've come to be of service and work with others in that respect, and you know that, or you're looking for reasons for why you're here, then it's really valuable to integrate with the physical form, to be really connected with your physical form. And that makes you a more effective communicator with others. So I hope
it really does.
A summary.
It really does. All the things that you do in your workshops are very amazing. That's why I had to attend all of them when you guys were in St. Louis, too.
Yeah. So, does anybody want to ask any questions?
Yeah, I think we can take some callers and see what they have to say. The first caller we have here is area code 972. You're on with Amanda and John. How are you?
Oh, I'm enjoying the show very much, Angel, Amanda, and John. You both sound wonderful. This is Audrey.
Thank you.
And what's your name?
I'm Audrey in Texas.
Hello, Audrey from Texas.
But I'm moving to Arizona. I heard you talking about Arizona. And
yeah.
We share a love for music because I've been singing since I was a child, although I've made my living, just surviving the last 20 years in the corporate business arena to do with finance and healthcare and technology, and it's very much, it's not glamorous, it's not what my soul loves to do, but I've been grateful for the work. And I had a reading with someone else telling me that I was going to be approached with a music contract, singing and dancing on tour all over the world. And then I went to someone else at a psychic fair yesterday, and I'm wondering if this is really. And she said some similar things to me coming up this summer. Do you see any of this coming up for me to do with the arts and my true calling to be what my soul aspires to express?
Okay, I always put this back to people because. What does your heart tell you? What do you feel about it?
Well, I feel like it's a dream that I've pretty much given up on, you know, for many years, because I have worked so hard, so many years going after it, and nothing happened. So I don't really know, to be honest with you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be asking. Probably wouldn't.
I know.
But I know what I love.
Okay.
I know what I love to do. My heart loves to sing. My heart loves to dance and express and be artistic. You know, I was always that way as a child. And that child part of me still is very dreamy and wonders what if, you know. However, some things I can only do so much on my end. You know, I can only do so much on my end to make it to manifest. And I'm a go-getter. So I'm telling you, I lived in L.A. and Hollywood for a while, and met a lot of people that could have done a lot of things for me, and none of it happened. I mean, I had a few TV shows and flew to Holland and did some TV work, but nothing to do with the singing and dancing.
So what do you want to do in your heart? You haven't answered my question.
Singing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can you find a way? Because, I mean, I can see, you know, for me, I worked in the corporate world and I got paid well and all this sort of stuff. But I wasn't happy. And so I looked for what gave me joy in my life and found a way of realizing that.
I do submit myself. I submit myself singing musical songs to different casting directors that I'm in touch with, but I haven't had the break yet. You know, you know, that you have to be able to live too and eat, you know, and pay your way. And until I have something to offer me that, I really can't leave the corporate world until that happens, you know, until I've made the proper connection.
Yeah, I can understand your reservation on that.
Yeah, it's not stopping me. I'm just curious what you see. You know, I don't know if you give.
I can see more than one. I can see different potentials.
Oh, you do?
It depends. Well, of course, there are always different potentials. We are creators, every one of us. And so, if you look at that creative process, you can look at the potential of making one choice. And then I can see that. And then I can look at the potential. So you stay in the corporate world and you carry on being an amateur performer. That's one potential. Or you find a way of taking that leap of faith where you trust. And this I can't do for you. You have to feel it yourself. For me, it was taking that leap of trust, that leap of faith, where I didn't know where I was going to pay the mortgage or whatever. I just knew that this was something in me that I had to do. It was so strong that I had to do it.
Yeah.
So it's I can see different potentials, as I said. You know, I can see... It, because it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a clairvoyant that will tell you how it is in one way, because I never just see it one way. I can see because we're no longer in an energy where there is an old way of, there's a new way of doing things, because the frequency is such on the planet now where we can be the creators. We are the creators. We are able to manifest what we want.
Right.
But it has to be from our heart. It can't, it's no, mm-hmm. no, well, I'm not saying it doesn't work for everybody like that, because everybody's different in their energy matrix, if you like.
Uh-huh.
So can you find a way of looking into your heart? I mean, I can look into your heart and I can see different potentials.
Yeah.
So to be clear, then you have to decide what you really want.
Uh-huh.
That may not be the answer you want me to tell you.
Well, I think I've known my whole life what I've wanted, but it just hasn't manifested. For whatever reason, it's always been a survival. I've always had to fight for everything and everything I have and to earn my own living and fight for the living.
Yeah.
And fight, you know, it's been like a constant fight to survive. You know, I'm a very strong woman, and it's just, even to put myself out there, I put myself out there in different avenues for the singing. And I, you know, it's one thing, yes, I sing for at home alone just for the enjoyment of it. But I haven't had the part where, you know, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. You know, I haven't had any compensation or huge contracts knocking at my door at this point. And that's really what my heart wants, is the prosperity along with it, so that I don't have to be in the healthcare technology world the rest of my life.
No, I can understand that.
You know, so I don't know. I just was curious what you saw, but it sounds like I know that I am very, very versatile as a person. I'm very, you know, versed in different things. You know, I'm an actress, I'm a model, I'm a spokesmodel, I'm a TV host, I'm all of those. But singing is the number one love out of all of it.
So sing.
So
that, if that's really where you feel your heart is. I don't know what I can add.
Amanda, what can you add based on what I've said?
Well, it's the same thing. It's what brings you joy, you know, and you know, that's light. You know, like, I mean, you know, rose quartz brings love and light, you know, like whether it's lighting a candle or, you know, going out into the sunlight and having, you know, fun, like what he's talking about. And, you know, Sonia Choquette would say that to you, too. What brings you joy? You know, what makes your heart sing? If that's what makes your heart sing, then, you know, go and do that. And I'm only using examples from, you know, other teachers as well to bring it back to John, that what he's really saying is, you know, sing. That's what you want to do, too. That's what you should be doing. It brings you joy. It makes you happy. And, you know, the rest of the universe will work out for you. You know, the universe will work it out. It's us two has to take the action.
And maybe you can
so
do
I
that.
Really,
you know, when I took the plunge, if you like, into going into the world of opera, I did pretty well. You know, there were times when I didn't financially do very well, but I was still really having a good time. And so it's almost like if you don't worry about the finances, they'll follow. I know that sounds a bit cliched, but I can't do it for you. I mean, I could do a numerology reading and look at your potentials, but even more, but then it's still up to you.
Yeah, I'm in a 9 year, and everything is 999. Even my phone number is 0999. So I'm ending an old cycle, about to approach a number one, going into a number one whole new cycle.
Well,
but this year is about ending.
But the thing about the nine is it's the number of completion, and if you are, I have a soul of nine, an expression of nine, and a personality of nine, and But the point I'm making is that the nine can see every perspective. So it's like you can see every potential all at the same time. So it actually makes it quite hard to make a decision if you're looking at it in a 3D sense. All I can say to you, Audrey, if you can find a way of following your heart, that you'll feel a lot better.
I know, and I do follow my heart, but it's just kind of like, okay, when is this going to happen? It's taken me over half of my life, and it still hasn't.
I would say the only time you have to work with is now. That's the only moment that we can work with.
Yeah, true story. Maybe I should start singing on my radio show that I host. Maybe that one.
Why not?
There you go.
Send me a link.
And send you a link. Well,
yeah.
I do host the same. I'm on Greater Good Ministries, too. I'm part of Amanda's programming, but I'm on Thursday nights, 6 to 7 p.m. on the same
That's
time.
That's pretty antisocial from my point of view.
Because
it's in the middle of the night.
Yeah, 6 to 7 p.m. is the night time. It's kind of a tough time, isn't it, to get people, because they're probably having dinner. But people can listen to it again, you know, in the archives. They can.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, archives are always nice.
Yeah, they're really good.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's just, I guess I get so excited when I hear people give me a reading, like the two people I mentioned earlier. Lizzie, who's been on Amanda's show, told me about the contract, the singing and dancing and traveling the world, and she saw me doing that. The musical type, musicals. Like, I sing I Dreamed a Dream, Les Miserables, and I don't
I know Les Miserables really well. I've performed it for 30 years. Not I Dreamed a Dream, but I've performed different extracts of Les Miserables.
Well, that's my voice, and I've sung in Miss America pageants, and I've won many beauty titles.
Great.
Because of my talent, and I am very talented. It's just the matter of the right person hasn't seen it yet, or they have, and they're still doing the behind-the-scenes work for me to go on this tour. So I just want to know when the tour is going to happen. That's what I'm hoping to manifest soon.
I think that you're on your way to it, and it's like you said, you know, it brings you joy, and it's there, and you just work with the universe to manifest that. I really think that you're on your way to that. It's back to the joy and, you know, what makes you happy. So you're really on your way there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Well, wonderful. Well, maybe I'll get to see John sometime in Arizona. I'll be there.
I'm sure you will when he comes to Arizona. You know, I'll let you know, or he'll let you know, and, you know, you guys can meet up too. It'll be great. We've got some other callers, so I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Many blessings. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We have a caller who's been waiting to talk to you, and this is area code 718. You're on with Amanda and John. How are you?
I am doing much better than when I started with. And,
that's good.
And, you know, like, I'm just using the healing energy. And while you guys were talking, I had a good positive memory of when I swam with dolphins. And
lovely.
You know, I say it all the time that no words can explain what it's like to swim or even pet the dolphin, or, you know, hold the flipper of the dolphin and let him do a dancing type of circular motion. It's really incredible. And when I went to Bermuda, my chance happened. And the whole time I was there, I wanted to swim with dolphins. And so we went into the neighborhood, and lo and behold, there was classes on how to swim with dolphins. And I'm like, Dad, can we do this? And me and my mom swam with dolphins. We went into where the water was, and lo and behold, there was four dolphins that were all rescue dolphins. And, you know, it's just incredible. And when you connect to the dolphins, you can feel the love. You can feel the beauty with it. And, you know, when I reached out to the dolphin to connect with it, I just remembered that everything is happening for a reason, and I was healed. 2 weeks later, I got a pendant from my cousin's mom of a dolphin. 2 weeks later, after that, I discovered my power animal was a dolphin.
Yeah, lovely.
So, yeah. So thank you, John, for, you know, working with that and that type of energy, because I think we can learn so much by connecting to animals or connecting to the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some consider dolphins much more advanced than we are.
We are. I mean, they are. Definitely a very.
Well, it's interesting. Sorry, I don't know your name.
I'm Joe. I'm in the chat room at Spiritual Life.
So, Jill, it's interesting that you said that because I believe that we incarnate as dolphins as well as humans.
Yeah, definitely. Because if you break it down, you know, the compassion that dolphins have and the compassion that humans have are almost similar. And I didn't realize it at the time, but when you're swimming with the dolphins, and you're not only swimming with the dolphin, but when you're dancing with the dolphin and connecting to the energy, it's almost like being refreshed again. It's almost like that life force is refreshing you, and just
but I,
you know, all
I,
of your
I feel
all
it.
Of your, what?
Can I just say something, Jill?
Sure.
I feel it's the dolphins enabling you to remember who you are.
Yes.
It's definitely. Not that they're doing it for you. They're just like holding a light frequency space, if you like.
Yeah.
So that you can remember. And
yeah.
I feel that I was talking about our workshops. That's really what happens in our group workshops or even individual workshops, but more in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really interesting when you see a pod of dolphins and you feel their group energy and you can telepath with them collectively. It's really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, we go way beyond the dolphins because we come from other systems ourselves.
Yeah. Definitely. And, you know, I actually, every time I'm going back into that experience, I just feel the energy still resonating with me. And,
yeah,
you know, I feel your energy as well, and it's very soothing and calming.
Hmm. Yeah, I can feel yours too.
Yeah.
So thank you.
So that was my experience with dolphins, and, you know.
Well, I'm very pleased that you had that and you can remember it so clearly.
Yeah, it took a while because I put it on the back burner for a while and then this show happened. And I think the reason why I was here was because I had that experience.
Yes.
I've also had
really interesting experiences telepathing with dolphins, and the first one that occurred for me was when I was in Florida. No, not Florida, the other one. San Diego, the SeaWorld.
Yeah.
This matriarch dolphin was just ahead of me in this dolphin tank. And I suddenly realized that she was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said to me, "I see you have questions." And of course, at that time, my question was, why would you choose to come here? Because I believe we make choices, dolphins or humans or other beings. We make choices about where we want to be for our own experiences. And she reassured me that she'd come to this dolphin pool out of choice, as had the majority of the dolphins that she knew in the same area. And we had quite a conversation about what the purpose of a dolphin being in that environment was. And she said to me, "The humans think they are teaching us. How little they know."
But it's really the other way around.
Absolutely. And I found that really comforting.
Yeah.
Having said that, I was in Hawaii last year and I met a very angry dolphin that didn't want to be there in one of these pools where they weren't being loved very much. Mm. And so that was a different experience. So, they all have their different journeys, don't they, as we do.
Speaking
so thank you very
Hawaii,
much, Jill.
Yeah, speaking of Hawaii, that's my next big trip.
That's
indeed.
Great.
So
that's
thank
great.
You very
you'll,
much.
You'll have a good
Jill.
One. Thank you for sharing, and we will see you here again. Blessings to you.
You too.
Mahalo.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right, John. Well, that ends our show. So I wanted to say thank you for coming on the show today, and we'll do this again.
Oh, such fun. Thank you, Amanda. I'd love to come back again.
All right.
And,
yes, we'll see you next week on GGM Radio. Thank you again, John. You have been listening to WGGM Radio. John's website is www.ascensioncircle.co.uk. We'll see you next week, same time, 11 a.m. Central. Bye-bye for now.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks. Thank you.